This is Sarah Bennett, broadcasting from LaRouche House. The rain keeps coming and the wind gets worse. The weather channel's gone, so I'm not certain if another hurricane is on the way. So glad I'm not alone. Sebastian is a great end times companion. Yesterday, I found an old Polaroid camera in the children's room. Sebastian got excited when he saw it, the glee I didn't know he possessed. We reenacted scenes from old movies together, posing, snapping photos, laughing at the results. It was like being kids again. He even opened up about his life from before, regaling me with firefighter stories. Stuff like rescuing cats from trees, saving kids from burning buildings. Real hero stuff. Sebastian's out on a supply run right now, braving the wind and the rain. Yeah, it's crazy considering the weather, but we don't really have a choice. We only have enough food to last us a few more days. We'll need plenty more if we're hit by a hurricane. Hopefully Sebastian can scrounge something up. Honestly, it's kind of nice to have solitude. LaRouche House still has secrets I've yet to discover. Like Quentin LaRouche's hidden torture chamber, where he mutilated the people he kept as slaves. The chamber is not on any plans or blueprints. I don't actually think it exists, but I do catch myself pulling books off shelves sometimes, hoping it might trigger a secret passageway. I spent a lot of time in the children's bedroom. To the twins, the ghost of LaRouche was completely real. A boogeyman conjured by their mother, Susan. They were told if they didn't assist their parents in grisly, ritualistic murders, they would be LaRouche's next victims. Gaslighted by their parents, the twins were drawn into the madness that stalked this house. When I was 11, my parents died in a car crash. I was devastated. But then my grandmother said something amazing. My parents weren't really gone. See, Grandmama had been a voodoo priestess in Haiti, and I believed everything she told me about the old world. She said if I prayed at an ancestral altar, I would hear my parents speaking to me. I didn't waste any time. I placed their photos on Grandmama's altar, closed my eyes, and waited to once again hear their beautiful voices. I prayed all night to gods whose names I couldn't even pronounce. The spirits of my parents never spoke a word. There was only deafening silence. I knew then that Grandmama's old world was dead. So I grew up, went to college, double majored in psychology and broadcasting with a minor in American folklore. All to make a career out of proving there's no such thing as voodoo, spirits, or ghosts. Of course, now we live in a world where the dead literally walk the earth. I've continued broadcasting from LaRouche House as a way to document the apocalypse. Convinced myself I'd win a Pulitzer. Now, I broadcast just to stay sane. I thought I had a handle on this world, its rules, its laws, its inherent rationality. I don't know what to believe anymore. I wonder what Grandmama would say to me now. She'd probably... Sebastian? You creep. Look, you've been standing there. Wait, are you... You're bleeding. Were you bitten? Sebastian?